I spend some time every day alone. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I spend some time every day alone. Every one of us lead very busy lives, very hectic lives, if only for going to the store, shopping for food, going to the doctor, visiting for our errands, going out and visiting friends, whatever we may be doing, we live a rather hectic day. The hectic day could well include television, radio, music, all sorts of iPod music that we would like to have and listen to and enjoy. And all these things are very distracting. Now, we think that it's not distracting. We think, hey, that's cool. I'm driving in the car. I'm going a long distance. I'm going 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, hour, 2 hours, 5 hours. It doesn't matter how long. If every single moment of that time we affirm we are busy, and that too means we're busy. A lot of times we think that we are alone when we are in meditation. A lot of times we think we're alone when we are listening to our inner self. A lot of times we think we're alone when we are giving our attention to a problem or a thought that needs our inner attention, and we think that that's alone time. Well, unfortunately, that's not alone time. Alone time is when there is not one other thing on our mind except us. Now, you say, well, how in the world do you ever experience that? Well, you experience that nothing else on your mind except you when you sit back and you just take a deep breath and let it all out. For that instant, you'll have alone time. When you think of nothing else, you just sort of let your mind on cruise control. You let your mind flow along smoothly, wonderfully, easily. And you have nothing on your mind. There's nothing that's demanding your attention, nothing that tells you you must think about it. It's just nothing. And you say, well, when does anyone have a time like that? Well, we don't. Nobody has a time like that. We have times like that, but we do not know it, we are not aware of it, and we do not take advantage of it. And because we do not take advantage of it, it's of no benefit to us. We want to train ourselves to be in our alone time. I would imagine, and I believe this is quite true, that every great genius has alone time. I was at the Apple computer store, and I had some problems with an iPod, and I went to the genius counter. They have a counter there, and they have fellows and girls coming up there who are geniuses. They are absolutely whizzes with computer products from Apple. And so I went to the young man, and he was very busy doing three or four other things at once. And I said to him, my battery appears to be dead on my iPod. What can I do about it? And he said, just a minute. So he was doing some other things. He was talking on the phone. He was talking to some people at the counter. And he picked up my iPod, and he put it on his power circuit. And lo and behold, the iPods came up. And there was something there. But, of course, it was all cloudy and all fuzzy and indicative that something was wrong there. And then he continued with that, and then he talked to the lady on the phone, or whoever it was, and explained to her what sort of things she was working on. And that took him maybe 30 seconds. And then he said, okay, thank you, goodbye. And the other man at the counter that he was talking with, he said, yes, I think we can do that. You just leave that with me for a moment, and I'll run a check on it, and sit right over there, and I'll call you as soon as the check is done. And then he turned back to me, and he said, now, these are the alternatives that we can do. We can turn this in and pay this much for a certain treatment. Pay $75 and you get a completely remodeled a unit just like yours with a new battery, but you've lost all your music and everything else on it, and so on and so forth. And as he said these things, I felt that he was really sort of in his alone time, because he just let his inner genius, his inner self, flow, and he knew the answers to every question that I could ask. I couldn't have very many questions because I wasn't that familiar with it, but I asked the questions and he had my answers. And then I said to him, "Now, what about these other three problems here that I'm working with? How do I do this? How do I do that? And how do I do the other thing?" And he said, "Just a minute." And so he didn't close his eyes. He didn't turn his attention away from me. He just said, "Just a minute." And he wasn't there anymore. He was inside of himself. He was in his alone time, where he went in to check on seeing what sort of things he wanted to do. And as he was in his alone time, I could just sort of hear the wheels whirring around in his head, wanting his attention. And he didn't give them his attention. He just let his alone time give him all of the answers that he wanted to have for me. And after no more than, 30, 45 seconds, he was back with me again, and he said, "All right now, here's what you can do. You can have us do the work here, and it's additional thing, or you can go to the catalog, and you can have that handled through the catalog, and they'll do it before it arrives, and it'll be about a third less of the cost, and you can go here and go there and do this and do that, and I don't recommend you use this one catalog because in those particular things they had not been proven to be worth value, people that could be trusted, whereas this other catalog, we've had good experience with them," and so forth and so on. Now all these things he said to me in the fraction of a second I'm saying it to you. Now, he popped off into his alone time. He wasn't seeking the answers for me. He was just letting his mind, his genius, ride and sort of flow. And as the genius just sort of flowed and became still and became relaxed, then what he did was to let everything fall into place. And in a very balanced, in a very harmonious way, he spoke to me about all the issues that I had asked him. He had not taken any notes. He knows his business. He's a genius. And he lives up to the genius aspect of knowing his alone time. Now, how did he enter into that alone time so perfectly and so beautifully? Well, you say, he didn't really go into that alone time. It's part of his genius. It's part of his introspection. It's part of his listening to the divine within. No. No. He went into his alone time where all the things sorted themselves out, where all the confusion, all the non-information, the lack of knowing what he should do, disappeared. And when he balanced himself and he returned to me, he was in perfect order, knowing all the answers that I wanted to know. Now, I'm sure that during his eight-hour day, he has many, many people coming to him with a variety of questions, and of course, all on the Apple computer, which is what he's familiar with. He knows the Apple computer, the Macintosh, inside and out, not only the computer, the iPod, and he knows all of the other things. He knows the things that have to be done. He's just an absolute genius, and so are all the other people that work there. Some are more adept than others, but most of them are knowing their alone time. They know they have probably had a course in it. Maybe the Apple people teach this to their people and say, "Now look, you are our genius." Over at Best Buy, they have the Geek Squad. Well, in Apple, they have the geniuses. Well, now the geniuses were able to just be balanced, harmonious. Nothing shook them up. Nothing made them feel, "Gosh, I wonder what it is. Let me go check it. And they have that sort of a uncertain attitude about them. And with that, none of these people had any of that. And it was all so harmonious and so beautiful and so good. It was not a problem at all. It was just wonderful. And this is what I thoroughly enjoyed in being part of that program, because I could watch these young people being in their alone time when they were with their, not divine self, they were with their universal self. You see, divine self is a nice word, but it right away conjures up something that's religious or something spiritual or something. But the universal self, you know, when you have the universal self, what do? In your universal self, you are one as all, with all, doing all. And it's fantastic. So think about these things. I spend some time alone every day. Alone. And that's not in doing something. When these people, the geniuses, were asked to do a task for me, they did not think about the task. They just let their mind be at peace. And then when they brought their mind back from their alone time, from their peace time, from their non-doing anything time, and instantly they knew all the answers. Now, we have a statement. It says, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. It could say, I know that I know that I know the universal in me knows the answer, and that would be good too. But I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. What this is tuning in to our universal quality, our absolute quality, our divine quality, our God quality, tuning into that and not saying to that quality, tell me the answer of 2 times 2. And the answer would be 4. Well, now, it doesn't come up and say that. What it does, it comes up to you and me and anyone who pursues this. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the universal in me knows the answer. Then the total picture is revealed. Not only the Apple genius told me what I should do, what I could do, what the prices were involved, how I could order it, how I could take it, how I could do it, how I could use it, what he didn't recommend, understanding me more than I understood myself, you might say, because he turned into his universal consciousness, which was one with my consciousness, which knew exactly what it was that I was interested in and what I knew and what I did not know. What a wonderful way to be. My, if we would go and study these these geniuses at Apple, at Macintosh there, and see how they do it. Or the Geek Boys at Best Buy and other stores have their special people who are magnificent in their field. But I like to feel, as I have talked to, I've talked to the geeks and I've talked to the geniuses seem to have that alone quality within them where they take a moment and they drop in and tune in to their absolute alone quality, to their universal awareness, to their universal self, not under any detail, not to work out a problem, but just to be linked to it. And when they're linked to it, everything comes to them harmonious with whatever it is they want to know or they want to share. Now, we've been teaching this a long time. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know me knows the answer in me. I know that I know that I know the universal knows the answer in me. I know that I know that I know. See, I know that I know that I know. And then, with that, we are tuned into our absolute aloneness, our absolute oneness as all. Wow. Sounds great to me. My moments with the Apple people have paid me dividends millionfold, if no other than this universal awareness of how they tapped in to their time alone right in the middle of their busy day, 100 times, you might say, with each customer. You say, well, all customers don't have difficult questions. All customers don't have difficult requests. All customers are unique. And all customers may come up with a simple question, but the answer is far from simple. because the answer needs to be taking many things into account. It means to take many things into consideration. Now, we have a webmaster, Daniele Vanetti, and he's a remarkable boy. He's a little bit confused at times when he does not stop and enter into his aloneness time. But every time you ask him a question, he'll say, "Just a minute." And he pops into his universal awareness, and he comes up with an answer. And then, unfortunately, when you say to him, "Now, what did you do? Tell me what you did so I can do that and not have to ask you again." He says, "I don't know what I did. I just did it." Well, one day he'll stop saying, "I don't know what I did," and he'll say, "I know what I did," and then he'll write a book about it. And we'll all be able to benefit by his alone time, by his tuning into his universal oneness time. But Daniel's a genius, and actually everyone is a genius, but Daniel uses it, the genius young men and women down at Apple use it, the geeks use it. Everyone who claims that they know that they know that they know, the universal in them is revealed to them, giving them every answer they have. They have it. Join them, as I join them so willingly and lovingly, but join them in this universal awareness and this universal consciousness, because it is an exciting adventure, and it is something that is almost unbelievable that it could happen to you and could happen to me right now, right where we are, doing right what we're doing, being ourself and having fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.